Martin Zak is directing disaster operations for this earthquake. He's at the headquarters of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies in Geneva. Mr. Zak, first of all, can you tell us what you have heard from Iranian authorities about the extent of the damage and also of their ability to respond to it?
First of all, it is one of the more serious earthquakes in recent years. I mean, we understand it's probably the most serious one since 1998. The extent of the damage is still being assessed. I mean, one never gets the full picture in the first day of the disaster. With regard to the coping mechanism of the Iranian government, and in particular Iranian Red Crescent societies, they are, of course, very, very experienced in this kind of business. Iran, after all, has got significant earthquakes virtually every year.
At this point in dealing with an earthquake or such a disaster, what is it most important for the Red Cross and Red Crescent societies to get to the scene?
I think the crucial thing really is to have, you know, as much information as possible, knowing fully well that immediate complete assessment is not possible. And we have seen it yet again today when you look at the sort of, you know, the figures of casualties that keep sort of fluctuating in different parts of the day as you go along. And this is something which is very, very crucial for us to get it right.
And what are the things actually that have to be gotten to the vicinity? We're talking about medical supplies, shelter, food. What are the priorities?
The priority in this kind of emergency is usually shelter. I mean, though it is in the southern part of the country, it is quite cold at night at this time of the year. And evidently the population that is used to living in earthquake areas, I mean, will not go back into their houses, even if they are partially damaged, because they are afraid of aftershocks. So you have large numbers of people spending the first couple of nights in the open. So we are looking at shelter, blankets, heating stoves, and so on.
How about medical assistance for the area? Would you assume the Iranians have sufficient medical staff? Or?
I understand that both of the hospitals in town have been put out of action, and certainly the Iranian Red Crescent has been evacuating the seriously injured people by helicopters to nearby hospitals. So there will be medical needs. But I'm not necessarily convinced that the best way is to provide it through sort of shipment of drugs and so on and so forth. That can be done locally. But we may be looking, as the situation becomes more clear, in setting up field hospital facilities. Indeed, Iranian Red Crescent has so far, I think, set up two small facilities to sort of deal with immediate injuries.
And then, of course, the question of food and water.
Absolutely. But by now, I would imagine that our colleagues are bringing in initial food supplies and starting to distribute food.
What do you do now in Geneva? Do you set up a kind of control room operation that's tracking this? Is a staff assigned to it? What happens now?
Well, I mean, I have certainly, I mean, you know, messed up Christmas for a number of my colleagues. So we have pulled in our emergency team. We certainly are operating out of an operations room. And at this very moment, we are about to pull out all the technical details that we require to launch an emergency appeal, which would then give an indication both to our network, that is the other national societies that are willing to support the Iranians, as well as the general public, on how we see the situation and what the needs are.
Mr. Zak, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you.
Martin Zak of the International Federation of Red Cross and Red Crescent Societies spoke to us from the Federation's headquarters in Geneva. He's coordinating disaster operations for the earthquake in Iran.